Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Kedushin Daf Pei Beis. I'll begin at the bottom of Pei Aleph from Ad Beis. The Gemara is discussing that which it says in the Mishnah of a Yoshen Imayim Bekirv Bosar. This is referring to either a father with his daughter or a mother with her son. V'hemigdilu zu Yoshen Beksusa, v'zeh Yoshen Beksusai. Now the Gemara here begins, V'kamba, what's called Higdilu? Omer Vada Baravaza, Omer Vasi. This is the girsi that we have. The Rosh has a different girsi. He says we don't find anywhere the musik of a 9-year-old by a tinoikis. We don't find anywhere the significance of that age. And therefore the Rosh changes the girsi. He says tinoikis bas shalosh shanim v'yoyim echad v'tinoik ben teisha shanim v'yoyim echad. These are the zmanim when they're roi lebiya. For a girl it's 3 years old. For a boy it's 9 years old. That's the first lashon of the Gemara. And the second lashon of the Gemara, ikadami tinoikis bas shtimasei shanah v'yoyim echad tinoik ben shalosh shanah v'yoyim echad. Now the Gemara then continues, v'zeh v'zeh k'dei shiyu shadayim nechoinu u'sarech tzimeach. It's not totally only in shanim, it's not enough that they reach these years. It also has to be that they have simone gadlus in order for there to be this din, v'zeh yushen b'ksusa v'zeh yoshen b'ksusai. The Rashi learns, zeh v'zeh means, bein l'lishna kama, bein l'lishna basra, according to both l'shanis, it has to be that there are simone gadlus. The Tosfos argues on this, he says it's not mistaber to ever have simone gadlus by a 9-year-old girl, that's according to Agerson, and definitely if you go according to the Girsa of the Rosh, that according to the first lashon of the Gemara, we're talking about a 3-year-old girl and a 9-year-old boy. Definitely, it's not mistaken that there are simone gadlus. Therefore, the Tosfos Brit has a different pshat in zeh v'zeh, and the Rosh has mashma like this as well. Zeh v'zeh is not referring to both lashonis, rather we're going dafka in the second lashon, and zeh v'zeh is referring to a tinoik and a tinoikis. Both of them, the shir of 12 and the shir of 13, is dafka if they also have simone gadlus. Now the Gemara then adds one more tonight. Amar Rav from Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chizda, loyshanu el sheina boisha lamid lefan of orum. My time a yeser albasha. Now this din is paskin la halacha. The Rambam and Perek Chaf Al Fuches Esuri Bi Halacha Zayin. He paskins the father could sleep with his daughter Bekir Basar and a mother with her son until the age where they have simoni gadlus. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about an age; just talks about the simonim. The Shulchan Aruch as well in Simon Chaf Al Siv Zayin. He brings the lashon of the Rambam. He doesn't say anything about what age we're talking about. And his machlokes in the Peskim. The Bach says it doesn't mean dafka simonim alone, that's not enough to aser, rather it means if they reach the age of shanim, by a girl 12 years old or by a boy 13 years old, and they also have the simonim, then already it's aser. The Beis Shmuel, however, in the Chagos Mechagig, they argue on this. Beis Shmuel in Sifkatan Tazayin, he says once they have simonim, even if they haven't yet reached the age of gadlus, that's already enough to aser. And the Chagos Mechagig says similarly, he says once they have simonim, then surely that's already a point where it's Boish Lamid Lefan of Orum, and therefore it would be aser even if they haven't yet reached the age of gadlus. Rakhpanim, that's as far as simonim are concerned. And then the Rambam paskins that if the bas is boishe lamed b'fnei aviya aruma, or she gets married, like we see b'hemshach al-gemara, then ready they're also to sleep a kiriv basar. And the Rambam continues and he says, v'chein, im ha'im boishe lamed b'fnei b'no aruma, if the mother is embarrassed to stand in front of her son undressed, also this thing is true, she can no longer sleep with her son b'kiriv basar. The Rambam understands that when the Gemara says, loishanu el she'ina boishe lamed l'fan of orum, it's going on both dinim, a father with his daughter or a mother with her son. Now it's now first in the Gemara, once this age is reached, and now a father is no longer mutter to sleep a kiriv basar with his daughter, or a mother with her son, what about other types of negiyah, like chibuk v'nishuk, is that still mutter? So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Chaf Aleph Siv Zayin, he passed into the din of our Gemara, that once they reach the age of Simone Gadlus, or once it's boy shalamed lefan of Arumos, so now it's usher to sleep a kiriv basar, he doesn't say what's the din other types of negiyah. However, in the Beis Shmuel over there, in Sifkat and Tezvav, he quotes B'Shem the Prisha, but the mashmais of the sugi is that when they reach this age, now lishan b'kiriv basar is asar, but the mashmais is that chibuk v'nishag would still be mutter. And this is how he paskin la halacha. Now the hemshach gemara, the gemara brings the maisa with rebacha barabo, ikla l'beirav chizdo chasnei, shakli l'bas bartei oisei b'kanfei. He took his granddaughter, his daughter's daughter, and put the child on his lap. This would be the pashas of oisvua b'kanfei. And this is how the Tosfos Brit translates the gemara, Hashiva Bechaika, he put the child on his lap. The Tosfos Riyazakin, however, on the side of the page, he says, Oisfu Bekamfe means, Yoshan Ima Bekir Basar, Shenicho Tachas Bigdei Mitasei. The Tosfos Riyazakin is mashma that it will be mutter for a grandfather also to sleep Bekir Basar with his granddaughter, even though this is not Mefurish in the Mishnah. The Mishnah only talks about a father and a daughter, or a mother and a son. According to the Tosfos Riyazakin, it would seem that it's mutter even for a grandfather to be Yoshan Bekir Basar with his granddaughter. The Ran, however, over here on the Rif, he argues on this, he says, even though the Gemara seems to be mashma, and this story is related to the Mishnah, and the Mishnah was talking about Yoshan Bekir Basar, however the Ran says, Akarchad is not the pshat, because the Mishnah is mashma that it's dafka mutter to sleep with a daughter Bekir Basar, not with a granddaughter. Hakapal, the Gemara continues, the Gemara says that Rav Chisda said to his father-in-law, don't you realize that she's ready Mikudeshes, and therefore this would be Yasser. He told back his son-in-law that you're over on an Isser by being Mikadosh when she's a Ketano. Hakapal, the Mashmaus over here is that once she's married, everyone is maskim that what Rabbi Baraba did would be Yasser. And Rashi over here explains, what is the pshat, why once she's married are things different? Rashi and he says, Rashi says, we're concerned about the Isser of Eishes Ish, that's more Chomer, that already would be Yasser. Now the problem over here is, why is the Isser of Eishes Ish more Chomer than the Isser of Baz Bitai? This girl was already Yasser to him, it was his granddaughter, that's an Erva. Why is the fact that now she's also an Eishes Ish, make it more Chomer? So this Kash is asked by the Tosis Rid, he quotes Rashi's Pirish and he says, Ein nearly the might only the Isser of Eishes Ish, may Isser Baz Bitai. Why is the Isser of Eishes Ish more Chomer than the Isser of a granddaughter? And therefore, he says different pshat. He says, "Vanochen beinai the kivan shi mikudeshes kegdoila dam yekvar va'osir linig ba meisek tana lo yeshiva bechekai." Explains the concern over here was not an isser of kirva la'rayis; it was a different inyan that it's also to be noig with a gdoila kemeisek tana. Once she's married, ready, then she has to be treated as a gdoila. It's not clear which isser exactly he's referring to. But Akapam is learning not like Rashi; it's not a question of kirva la'rayis. The Peneshu also is bothered by this kasha. He asks on Rashi, "Why is isser veishes ish more chomer than bas bitoy?" He quotes this kasha b'shem the ritva. We don't have such a ritva. But he asks the kasha even stronger. He says, if anything, the isser of bas bitai is even more chomer. Bas bitai is b'sreifa, and eishes ish is b'chenek. And he says the ritva has a different pshat. However, the Pnei Yeshua himself gives a teretz for Rashi. He says, really over here, there was no isser mamish. It was only a mishum at marasayin. As Gemara says, b'hemshach, since he was doing a l'shem shemaim, it was not an isser gomer. And what his son-in-law was just asking him was, that why are you doing this? There's an isser of marasayin. And therefore, the Pnei Yeshua explains that bishmal agavi bas bitai. So there's no chash of marasayim because b'monavshach. Someone who doesn't know that this is his granddaughter, he doesn't know that she's an erva to him b'chlal. And definitely there is no isser. Anyone who does know that this is his granddaughter, they'll realize that Rebecca was holding this child not because of chibas ishas, rather chibas kurva, as Rashi says, lases kuras ruach li'imo. Therefore there definitely would be no isser. However, if Chizda was telling his father-in-law that she's an ishas ish, then there would be a problem of marasayim because it could be that someone realizes that she's an ishas ish and she's also to him b'isser arayis, and they don't realize that this is her grandfather. If so, there would be a chash of marasayin. This is how the Pnei Yeshua explains Rashi. The Sefer Makneh has a different pshat on Rashi. This is how Makneh is earlier on Daf Peyal from Adbeis on Rashi Dibur Maschah Vadarim Imayim Bitoy. He explains over there in that Rashi. Rashi says, Leitakif Yisri Aleu Dehani Ba'anshe Knesset Gdeilo Leimagari Bekurvisa. And the Makneh explains that Rashi over there, that Rashi needs this far the Anshe Knesset Gdeilo will mevatel the Taiva, even in the case of a father and a daughter or a mother and a son. Even though over there we see from the Pasuk already that it's Mutar B'Yichud. The Makkah explains why Rashi has to come onto that svar, the Anshei Knesset Gdeilo will mevatel the Yetzirah. But Hakapanu says, according to what Rashi says over there, then it will make sense that Anshei Knesset Gdeilo, the Gemara Mevur in Sanhedrin, that they will mevatel the Yetzirah as far as a specific arayis. In other words, that the Yetzirah should not be megar in these arayis. He won't try to tempt a father with a daughter or a mother with a son. And for the same reason, the granddaughter is also a mutter for that reason, because the Yetzirah was nisbatel. However, the Makkah says that if she's also an Ishes Ish, then already the Yetzirah can be megar a person. They were not mevatel that koyach. Therefore, if there's a girl who's both his granddaughter and also an Eishes Ish, so even though mitzad the kurva of a granddaughter, the Yetzirah will not try to be megar him, but mitzad the isra of Eishes Ish, he will try to be megar him. So this will be another mahalach in Rashi, that once she already became an Eishes Ish, now it will be also for the grandfather to hold the granddaughter. You know, Eichanam, she was also 10 before, and anyway, with an isra of Bas Bitoy, which is even more chomer. However, now that she's also an Eishes Ish, now there is no longer a heter, because the Yetzirah can now tempt him. Now, I'll mention one more mahalach to answer this kasha. What difference does it make now that she's an Eishes Ish? Remoshe and Igres Moshe and Evan Ezer, Chilik Aleph, Simon Samach, he's Mechadosh over there, Yisoid, which he expounds upon, and we'll get back to this later on. He says, we find the concept where a person is doing something which Basim should not be Yasser, however, since it reminds him of something else, it could be maybe the day hearer. He quotes the Gemara Psachim Daf Nun Aleph, the Gemara over there says, Ima kol adam reichet chutz me oviv vichomiv ubal ima yabal achoisei. A person can bathe together with anyone else except for his father or his father-in-law or his mother's husband or his sister's husband. Rashi over there explains, Mitoich shari eyu nizkar shabisham yotza hu v'ishtoy v'ika herhura. Rashi explains the reason why it's also to see these people undressed is because it could remind him where he came from, reminds him of the tashmish which conceived either himself or his wife, and therefore there's an isser. And Rashi says, you see from here, sometimes there really should be no isser in what he's doing, but since it could remind him of something, and that could be maybe the hearer, that's why it would be a problem. And based on that, Ramosha explains, that's the chilk over here in our Gemara. This Bas Bitoy, Enechnami, she's Oster beforehand with Nisar of Erva. However, that would not have astered him, because he relates to her as his granddaughter, and there is no chibas ishus. However, once she's married already, then Moshe explains when he holds her, he can think about the fact that she has tashmish with her husband, that's mevil de her, for that reason it's aser. And based on this, Moshe answers another kasha. He says, the lashon of the Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph Hilchos Surabiya Halacha Zayin, when he brings this din, Rambam says, Moshe bas boish lamed b'fnei avi aruma oishen nisis, then read the Rambam paskans, ein yashenu imayim elo b'ksusom, now it's also to sleep a kiruv basar. The lashon of the Rambam is nisis, and the Mag Mishnah over there says that nisis is lav dafka, because Gmov here in Esek is talking about Kedushin. However, Moshe writes, that based on the Svara, how he explained the Gemara, that the whole chash is a chash here, that when he holds his granddaughter, he thinks about the tashmish that she has with her husband. If so, we can understand that it's dafka benesuin. She's only in Arusa and she never had tashmish, and you don't have that same chash, that'll be mevili they hear her. If the Pshat of the Gemara would have been that the Isra Ish is more chomer, then Moshe says, if anything, in Arusa is more chomer than in Nesua. And Arusa is beskila, that's the din of a Nayar Marosa. The Paskin Akhtan is also included in this din that she's beskila. Once she's in a suah, there's no longer a chiv of skila, the chiv is chenek, if anything it should be less chomer. Therefore Moshe says, since the Indian is not the chomer avera, the Indian is what will be made with the day here, therefore we understand that in a suah will be made with the day here more than in Arusa. So we still can't ask on the Rambam, the Agamar is talking about Kedushin. Perhaps the Rambam had some reason why he passed the din only by Nesuin, but Akapam Ramesh is saying that in Svar we can understand, since the whole chash is a chash of here, it would make sense that it's only after Nesuin and not after Erusin. Now, at the end of the Sugya L'maisa, we have to clarify a few anonym halacha L'maisa. Now, the first point we have to clarify is, the Gemara only speaks about what is the din by Mikudeshes as far as her grandfather is concerned. That once she's Niskacha, now she already becomes also to her grandfather. However, what is the din that got by her father? So this, the Ram and the Shulchan Aruch are both Mefurish, and they pass in this din that Yashav Ima Bekir Basar, until the point that she gets Simoni Galus, they also say that either if she gets Simoni Galus or if she's Niskacha, both of those are reasons why now she becomes Asr to sleep Bekir Basar with the father. Obviously, they understood this Gemara, that even though the Gemara is talking about a grandfather, the same will be true as far as the father is concerned. Once she's Niskacha Nered, she becomes Asr to sleep Bekir Basar with her father. Now, just mention that the Beis Shmuel, in Sifkat and Yedal, he brings a ray from this, from the fact that the Ram and the Shulchan Aruch both Paskin, that Nisis is Asr not only to a grandfather, but even to a father. He says, from here we see that the Ram and the Shulchan Aruch understood that there is no chilek between a father and a grandfather. A grandfather is not any more chomer than a father, and therefore once they saw in the Gemara that for a grandfather it's Asr, once it's Nisis, then the same will be true by a father as well. And from here the Beis Shmuel proves that the Ram would hold not like the Ran, which we mentioned earlier. We saw the Ran says, as far as the din of Yashin Ima Bekir Basar, the Ran held, since the Mishnah speaks dafka about Bitoy, that's where the Mishnah is matterit. Mashmai says that for a grandfather would be Asr. And the Beis Shmuel quotes that the Bach and the Chalkos Mechagig both paskin now like this, that it's mutter even for a grandfather to sleep a Kiruv Basar with his granddaughter. And the Beis Shmuel wants to know, where does the Bach and the Chalkos Mechagig get this from? Why are they paskinning not like the Ran? So firstly, we could answer that the Tosfos Riyazakin over here says Mefurish not like the Ran. As we saw earlier, the Tosfos Riyazakin explains, Oisfu Bekanfei means Yashin Ima Bekiruv Basar. Akapan, the Beis Shmuel explains that the Bach and the Chalkos Mechagig saw in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch that they held that there's no chilek between a father and a grandfather, because how else do they know to paskin that Nisis is also not only for a grandfather, but even for a father? Akarach, they held that there's no chilek. If so, it would be muchach that they hold that Yashin Ima Bekir Basar will be mutter not only for a father, but even for a grandfather. Akapan, to get back L'Nyonenu, the Mechab and the Rambam both paskin that once it's Nisis, it's also even for a father, to be Yashin Ima Bekir Basar. And here again, we have to know, what is it then as far as chibuk v'nishuk? Is a mutter for a father to be mechavik or menashik his daughter once she's in Nesuah already? So this Ramesha discusses in Ever Ezra Chelik Dawud Simon Samach Gimel, and he says, the Cherif Naush, the Mechaber, and the Rambam are both mavur, the one she's in Nesuah is also Lishon Ima Bekir Basar, and what is the din? Hu Yashin Beksusa, Vihi Yashena Beksusa. And Ramesha says, the Cherif Chibuk V'nishuk is not more chomer than Shena Beksusan. Therefore, if the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are both mavur that it's mutter to sleep together Beksusam, then surely Chibuk V'nishuk would also be mutter. However, Ramesha does quote that there's a Meir who says, not like this. The Meir is before that any time we say that it's also Lishon Bekir Basar, the Chibuk V'nishuk is also Wasser, even though it is mutter to sleep together Beksusam. And therefore, Ramesha comes out L'maisa, even though the Minig Ha'ilam is to be Mekel with this, still Ramesha says it is Roy L'Hachmer, because perhaps Chibuk V'nishuk is actually worse than Shena Beksusam. Now, as far as Halacha L'maisa with a granddaughter, what type of care was mutter between a grandfather and a granddaughter? So before she has Simoni Gadlus and before she's Nisis, so the Tais Riyazakin is Mavur that it's mutter even Lishon Ima Bekir Basar. The Ran argued on this, he held Lishon Bekir Basar would be Asr, but to sit on the lap, that's Mavur in the Gemara, that would be mutter. As the Ram and the Shulchan Aruch don't bring Halacha L'maisa, what is the din as far as Kirva between a grandfather and a grandchild? However, the Chalkos Mechaykek and the Bach, they both bring the Chibuk V'Nishuk is mutter, And the Tshuva of Rav Moshe and Ebenezer Chelek Dar, which we mentioned, he says it could be even the Ran will be maskim dachiv gvinishig as mutter. The Ran only asked her lishon imar b'kirav basar. And once she has simoni gadlus, so she becomes a nesua, then already it's definitely also lishon b'kirav basar. And Beis Shmuel says hu adin lo istei bekanfei, like we see in Ersegio, he says to sit on her lap also would be also after she's ready a gdaila or a nesua. However, the Beis Shmuel does say clearly that lishon imar hu bebigdo vehi bebigdo, that it would be mutter even for a granddaughter and even if she's a nesua or a gdaila. In other words, the same way Mechaber Paskins, as far as the daughter is concerned, that after she's a gdaila or a nesua, it's mutter lishon ima hu bebigdo vehi bebigdo, the same will be true by a granddaughter. Now, as far as chibuk v'nishuk, the mashmois of the poskim is that it's the same child as a daughter. There's no chibuk between a granddaughter and a daughter. Therefore, if you hold like the svar of Rav Moshe, the chibuk v'nishuk is not any worse than lishon ima hu bebigdo vehi bebigdo. Once we see from the Beis Shmuel that lishon ima is mutter, then so to chibuk v'nishuk would also be mutter for a granddaughter. Again, we're talking about even a nesua and even a gdaila. Chibuk v'nishuk would be mutter l'cher according to that svara. However, if you hold like the Meiri, which Rav Moshe brought, he says even a daughter's aser once she's in nesua bechibuk v'nishuk. As Rav Moshe explains that the Meiri held that the chibuk v'nishuk is worse than lishon ira ima hu bebigda v'hi bebigda. So if that's true by a daughter, then definitely by a granddaughter as well, this would be true that chibuk v'nishuk would be aser according to the shita of the Meiri. And as Rav Moshe says, the minig olam is to be mekel. However, it is roi to be machmer. Now there is an interesting chiddush which Rav Moshe writes. This is in the Tshuva which we quoted earlier from Evan Ezra Chelik Aleph Simon Samach. And Moshe writes, that which we find in the Peskim, that a granddaughter is like a daughter. Therefore, before Nesuin and before Simon Egalus, the same thing by a daughter, it's Mutter Lishon Imar Bikir Basar. So too by a granddaughter, even though the Ran is Mechalik, however, the Peskim Paskin not like this. The Paskin it is Mutter Lishon Bikir Basar, and definitely Chibuk Gvinisha would be Mutter. However, Moshe is coming to address the Shaila that Ergamar is speaking only about Bas Bitai. What is the din about Bas Binai? Is that any different? A granddaughter from a person's son, not from his daughter, the chayr, there would be no svar to be mechalik. And Rashi says, the minig olam is to be mekel both by bas bita and bas benoy. He says, the bach is mashma like this as well. However, Rashi writes that there is a svar to be mechalik between the two. Therefore, since we only see the din mefurish by bas bita, we can't prove that the same din is also true by bas benoy. And the svar to be mechalik is based on that which we mentioned before from Rashi, that sometimes a person does something which by esem should not be a problem, but it could be maybe they hear because it caused him to think of something else. Therefore, Rav Moshe says, if a person will hold his bas bita on his lap, or he'll be mechabik or menashek her, so it's before in the sugya that it's mutter. And Rav Moshe explains, even though it may cause him to think about his daughter, if he's holding his daughter's daughter, it will cause him to think about his daughter as well. And surely Rav Moshe says, based on that which Rashi says at the top of Pei Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi says the reason why he's holding his granddaughter is to show keres ruach to the child's mother, the person's daughter, and therefore he definitely can think of his daughter. However, since there is no type of bechal for a daughter, this will not be a problem. However, Moshe says, if he's holding his son's daughter, so this could cause the person to think about his kalosi, his daughter-in-law. When he's holding this grandchild, he could think about this child's mother, who's his daughter-in-law, and for a daughter-in-law, there is a taiva for a rais. Therefore, Moshe says, perhaps there is an iser, that which you find the heter for bas bita, that will not apply by bas benoy, because bas benoy can be mevigil deher. Therefore, Moshe has a tat to say, all types of kurva would be also to bas benoy, lishon irum bikir basar, definitely, and even chibuk v'nishuk, the heter that we find in the Paiskim for Bas Bitoy may not apply to Bas Binoy. Rav Moshe mentioned this again in Evan Ezra Chelek Dalet Siman Samach Gimel, which we mentioned before. And over there he writes that a Baal Nefesh should be Machmer on this din, however, someone who's Mekel, we should not be Meicher B'yodai. Now begin the Mishnah on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah begins, Lo Yilamed Adam Ravak Seifrim, V'lei Silmad Isha Seifrim. The Gemara explains, why Lo Yilamed Adam Ravak Seifrim, V'shem Imo Asad Yenuki. And while there's someone isha seifrim, the Gemara explains, "Mishum avo sadiyanuki." Now, Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah says, "Af misha in la isha," as the Gemara explains, the Tanakama only asked her to Ravok, which Rashi says, "Shalei nasa isha miyomov." He was never married. Rabbi Lazar adds, "Afilu misha in la isha," which the Gemara explains, even if he does have a wife, but it's not shuri etzloy, he also is included in this isser of leilamid seifrim. And the Rambam brings this din in Perachov Beis Ochas Yisuri Bi Halacha Yad Gimel. The Rambam says like this. Misha ain't like Isha, la ilamik tinaika, is me pesha imais habonim bois labesa sefer livneim, venimsa misgare binoshim. The chain Isha la sulmat ktanim, bepne avoseim, shain boim beglau beneim, venimsa misyachadim ima. The Rambam differentiates between the two cases, and in the ratio of the Mishnah he says, the problem is nimsa misgare binoshim. When the mothers bring their sons to the besa sefer, he's going to be tempted by his Yetzirah. However, in the next case, v'chein ishu leisulmat ktanim, v'pnei avisayim, over there the Rambam says, v'nimsu misyachadim imo, then the Rambam says that the problem is an isser yichud. And the question is, what is the chilek? Why in the first case does he not say that the isser is yichud? He says, nimsu misgare, and in the second case he says the problem is the isser yichud. So in the Yamshar Shlaim, he explains that the Rambam held a karchel, there is no concern of the isser of yichud, Because how can we be mechag between someone who has a wife and someone who does not have a wife if there's a concern of Isser Yichud? Even if someone does have a wife, if she's not there, the Isser would apply. Therefore, Akarcha, we're not concerned about a real Isser Yichud. And he explains why not. He says, because the Talmidim themselves can be Shemrim, as he saw in the Sugya Daf Payal from Arbeiz, as long as they're old enough to be a Deya Tambiyo, so they can be Shemrim. Therefore, the Rambam learns that the Chashash is not an Isser Yichud, rather the Chashash is Shema Mizgar Benoshim, and therefore, as long as he's married, that's enough. We don't have to be Choshish, that he'll be Mizgare. Ashenkin, in the next case, where the Isha is being Melamed, their Akarcha, the Tinoikas, are not able to be Shemrim, because if they're old enough, then already it would be a problem with they themselves. You don't have to take into account the fathers bringing their sons, as even the Talmidim themselves are a problem of Yichud with their teacher. Akarcha, the Talmidim are younger, and therefore they cannot be Shemrim, therefore there would be a problem of Yichud with the fathers of the Talmidim. And Sefer Makkah, he says like this as well, he says, Mamun Afshach will be a problem of Yichud in this case, where the teacher is an Isha, because if the Talmidim are older than 9 years old, then there's a problem of Yichud with they themselves. And if they're younger than 9 years old, then they cannot be Shemrim. That's why the Rambam Paskins is how he learns the Gemara. The problem is that when the fathers of the children come, there's a problem of Yichud with the fathers because the children are less than 9 years old, they cannot be Shemrim. And this Hezbra of the Sefer HaMakna really only fits Lashitasai. We saw in the previous year that Makna learns what is considered Yodea Tambiya. He says, by a Ketana it's 3 years old and by a Katan it's 9 years old. Yodea Tambiya is when they're Roy for Biya. A Ketana is Roy Labiya from 3 and a Katan from 9. And HaMakna learns when the Gemara says Yodea Tambiya, it really means when they're Roy for Biya. However, as we saw, most Poskim argue on this HaMakna, and the Mashmoy Savashi is like that as well. Yodea Tambiya means when they're able to say over what they saw, they could tell if there was a Biya that went on. And if so, it's Tali and Das, there's no start to be Mechag between a Katan and a Ketana. And we saw that most Poskim say from 5 or 6 years old, that's already Yodea Tambiya, and they could be a Shemer. If so, you don't have this Taina of the HaMakna, because it's trying for a woman to be a teacher and teach children who are older than 5 or 6 years old. But they themselves, there's no problem of Isser Yichud, because Isser Yichud only begins from when they're 9 years old. And if so, not necessarily will there be a problem of Yichud when the fathers bring their children to this Isha. If the children are above 5 or 6, they could be Shemrim. And they themselves, there's no problem of Isser Yichud with them because they're not 9 years old. If so, the Kasha would come back. What's the chiluk between the Reisha and the Seifa? Why in the Reisha does Ram not bring the Isser of Yichud? He just says the Sof Shem Miskare. And I'm sure Shemrim and the Makna explain because there not necessarily is an Isser Yichud, because the Talmidim sometimes can be considered Shemrim. So too in the Seifa, there not necessarily is an Isser of Yichud. If the Talmidim are old enough that there's no Isser Yichud on they themselves, because they're not yet 9 years old, yet still as long as they're 5 or 6, they can be Shemrim. In this case, there will be no problem of Yichud. I'll mention another Mahalach to answer this Rambam, which is brought in the Sefer Ha'aris, Rabbi Yashiv on the Masechta. He says it's a chil between the Reisha and the Seifa. He says because in the Reisha, the problem is that the Yimois are coming to the Beis HaSefer, and there will be a problem of Isser Yichud with the Melamed. However, he says, since Reif Noshim are Baila Be'ir, they have the Heter of Baila Be'ir, there is no problem of Yichud. That's why the Rambam only brings the Svar of Shema Yizgara. However, in the Seifa, with the Isha is the Melamedes, and the problem is that the fathers bring their sons, so Rabbi Yashiv explains that when a woman is a Melamedes, and constantly there are men who will come to her to bring their children, so she's ready to consider Libay Gaspahem, and therefore even though there is Baila Be'ir, the husband of the teacher is in the city, still there is no Heter of Baila Be'ir, since it's Libay Gaspahem. That's why in the Sefer the Rambam does bring that there's an Isser of Yichud. Now as far as the Machoikis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Lazar, the Tanakam said the Isser is Dafka by a Ravok, and Rabbi Lazar added Af Misha Ein La'isha, which the Gemara explains, Ein La'isha Shruy Etzloy, he's also asked to be a Melamed Seferim. So how do we pass on this Machoikis? So the Lashon of the Rambam in Perichov Beis, Hachos HaSverbi Alocha Yod Gimel, he says, Misha Ein La'isha La'ilamed Tinoikis, Pnei She'imois Habanam Bois La'Beis HaSefer. And the end of the Alocha he says, Ve'ein ha-melamed tzar shetia ishto shruya imay bebeis ha-sefer, el hi bebeis avhu melamed bemkaimai. The Rambam started by saying, Misha'ein la-isha, he's included in this iser. And in the end, the Rambam finishes, that in order for it to be mutter, you don't need that she's mamish imay bebeis ha-sefer, rather it's enough that she's at home, and he's being melamed bemkaimai. Now the question is, who does the Rambam mean to paskin like? So the Magmishnah over here has two tzadim. His first study is to understand that the Rambam is paskin like the Shita Rabbi Lazar, meaning it's not enough that they're married, it has to be that they're living together. However, the Rambam is just adding that even according to Rabbi Lazar, it doesn't mean that his wife has to be there, Imay Bebeis HaSefer, and if she's at home and he's in the Beis HaSefer by himself, that's also mutter according to Rabbi Lazar. The second halach of the Magen Mishnah is to say that the Rambam is really passing as the sheet of the Tanna Kamma. And that is that because according to Rabbi Lazar, Imay means Dafka with him, he has to be Dafka in the Beis HaSefer. That's what the Rambam is coming to exclude. He means to pass like the Tanna Kamma, not like Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar says Shruya Esli, which means Mamish together with him in the Beis HaSefer. We pass the Tanna Kamma as long as he's married, it doesn't have to be that she's with him right now. And the Goyin in the Bir Agra, he learns like this as well, that the Rambam is passing like the sheet of the Tanna Kamma, and he explains that the Gemara's Sofik in Reb Lazar is really also a Sofik in the sheet of the Tanna Kamma. The Gemara was asking in Reb Lazar, is the Dafka Misha Ein La Yisha Klal, someone who's not married right now, that's who Reb Lazar holds his Osir. But if he is married, he's mutter even if she's not with him now. And if so, the pshat in the Tanakhama would be the Dafka Ravik was never married. That's who's Osir. And Blazer would argue he would hold that even if he was once married, but if right now he's not married, he's also Osir. According to the second side of the Gemara, Blazer was talking about Misha Eina Shruya Etzloy, even if he is married, but if she's not with him now, then that's Osir Kondra Blazer. And from there we understand, but that's the Tanakhama. He argues in Blazer, he also doesn't have to be that she's with him now in the Beis HaSefer. However, it does have to be that he's married right now. It's not enough if he was once married, if he would have gotten divorced, or he's not living with his wife now, that would also be us according to the Tanakhama. So the Safak of the Gemara B'Dafsar Blazer is really a giloy in what the Tanakhama holds as well. And the Maisan Ram is passing like the sheet of the Tanakhama, Lav Dafka Ravik was never married, it has to be that he's married right now in order for it to be mutter. And the truth is, this Mahach is Mamash Befurish in the Tosis Riyazokin on the side of the page. We can take a look over there, this is exactly how he learns the Gemara. The Goyim brings this Mahalach, however he asks, he says it's Dochuk, because the Lashon Ravak is Mashma, someone who was never married. He brings Taisus says like this, and the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis himself also says like this, that Ravak means he was never married. According to the way we're understanding the Rambam, it has to be that right now he's married. It's not enough that he was once married, even the Tanakhama holds he has to be married now, it's just that it doesn't have to be that his wife is with him in the Beis HaSefer. Only Rabbi Lazar holds it has to be Shruya Etzli, which means that right now she's with him in the Beis HaSefer. Now as far as the Aloch Lamaisa and the Sefer Aris from Rabbi Yashav, he's bothered. He says, Meisim b'chol yom, we see all the time, people who are revokim are melamdei seferim. What is the heter for this? And furthermore, he asks, he says, b'doyri shalafoneinu, in the previous generations, in Chutz Laretz, it was very shchiach for melamdim to travel from one city to the next city in order to teach Tanoikas Shal Beis Rabban. And according to the sheet of the Rambam, it's not enough that he's married. It has to be at least that his wife is in the same city. Mashmoy said the Rambam is that she doesn't have to be there in the Beis HaSefer, but it's mashmoy that she does have to be at least in the same city. So what is the heter for melamdim to travel from one city to the next city? And furthermore, Rabbi Yashiv asks, what is the heter b'zman hazeh for an isha to be a melamedes tinoikos? This should also be usher. Why b'zman hazeh are we not makbid on this din? So he gives two possible mahalchim. First, he says b'shem the Bach, the whole history of this mishnah is only in his man and a mokayim where the minig is that either the fathers or the mothers they come on a constant basis to bring their children into the Beis HaSefer. Therefore, since b'zmanenu the minig is that they don't actually come into the Beis HaSefer to bring their children, therefore this isra would not apply. And furthermore, Rabbi Yashiv brings b'shem some achrinim. The Mishnah does not say that there's an Isser, rather it says Lo Yilamid Adam, which is Mashm L'chadchilot should not be done. Therefore, since there is no Isser, so B'zman HaZeh many times it is considered a Shasat Chak, and therefore it would be Mutter. These are the two possible terms which Rabbi Yashiv brings. However, firstly he asks on the Mahalach of the Bach, we know the Kal is any time Chazal made an Isser, and even if the circumstances change and it would seem that it does not apply, still we cannot undo that din. And he says, surely in this case, where B'Ikr, there is still some Siba why it should apply. There are places where the parents do bring the children into the school, for sure in the younger grades, and if so, the Siva would apply. How could we undo this Isser of Chazal? And he says, therefore, Akarach B'Sum, we are Semich on the second reason, that it's not an Isser Gomor. Therefore, B'Yashiv concludes that if it's possible, it is Kedai to be Makbid L'Chatchila, that a Melamed Tanoikas should be Dafka someone who is married. Now, continue on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol She'asokav Im Hanoshim, Le'isachin Im Hanoshim. As we'll see, there are a number of Mahalchim and Rishayim to explain this Mishnah. And the obvious Kasha is, we know that it's also even for Isha Echot to be Misyachet Im Kama Noshim. So what is the Chiddush over here that someone who's Asakav Im HaNoshim is also, this Issa would apply equally to anyone. So Rashi answers this Kasha, and Rashi explains, even though we saw earlier in the Mishnah that it's also for one Ish to be Misyachet with two Noshim, however three or four Noshim, that would already be Mutter. And here the Mishnah is telling us that if it's Asakav Im HaNoshim, then he's also to be Misyachet even with Harbi HaNoshim. As Rashi explains, since it's Libay Gaspa, then all of them will be Mechapet for him. Taisa, however, argues on this, and Dibar Maskel Le'isachin Im HaNoshim, he brings Rashi says that Harbei HaNoshim B'derech Chal is Mutter, only by Asakav Im HaNoshim it's Aser. He asks the Kashan Rashi from the Gemara early on in Daf Pei Aleph from an Aleph. The Gemara speaks about a case of HaNoshim B'Bifnim V'Noshim B'Chutz, and the Sug of there is Muchach, that if a man will go into the Noshim, it will be a problem of Isser Yichud, even though it's talking about Harbei HaNoshim, that's the Kashan Rashi. And because this Kashan Taisa learns differently, he says really even Harbei HaNoshim is always Aser. That which the Mishnah says, Kol she'asakav im hanoshim le'isachin im hanoshim, is telling us a chiddush, afilu ishto imoy, even if the man's own wife is with him, but there is no isser in this case. Over here, Mishnah asakav im hanoshim, it's also even if his wife is with him. There's Rosh over here in Simon Chav Zayin, he brings this machoikis. First, he brings Rashi, who says that b'derech chal is mutter for one ish to be misachin im harbei noshim, three or four. He explains the sheet of Rashi, he says, kivan de'ika tuva yefshad le'migalu ahadadi. Once there are so many, it's not shaykh that it will stay a secret. Therefore, there is no Isser. And he continues, Va'oid, Yefshalai Livol Kulom, it's not shared for him to be boil all of them. In other words, the whole heter of Noshim, Deit, and Kalis is, he'll be mefat to all of them, and therefore they'll cover up for each other. In this case, when there are so many, it's not shared for him to be boil all of them. Therefore, there is no heter. However, then the Rosh asks the Kash from the Gemara of Pei Aleph, Noshim Bechutz, Va'Noshim Bifnim, That's a gizmashma that it would be also even for one man to be misachi with a lot of noshim. And the Rosh Hashanah brings another pshat, a third mahalach in Ersegyo. What is the pshat in the Mishnah? Misha asakav v'ma noshim le'yisachin im ha'noshim. He quotes this b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel. And that is, that there would have been a tzad to say that Misha asakav v'ma noshim, since he's busy noisiv and noisanimayim, he's doing business with them, so he's oisik in his business, but avidosei torid, therefore there should be no iser of yichud. That Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, know that there is still an iser, even though he's busy with his work. Or the Rach says, you could say a little bit differently, since it's not shaykh for him to be zayr, it's not shaykh for him to be careful not to be over this iser of yichud, because that's his business, he's always going around selling things to women, so that would have been a heter, kamash shmulan, that there is no heter, this is how Rabbeinu Chananel learns the Mishnah. And finally, the Rosh brings the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, which Tosfos brought. The Mishnah is telling us that even if it's ishtay imay, still it's aser, and the Rosh explains because since it's libay gaspa, ein libayish me ishtay, he's not even embarrassed from his own wife, he'll be over the iser even in front of her. Now, Nagoy Saradal over here, he asks on this part of Tosfos, he says, it's not mistaber that if it's ishtay imay, there's still achshash. And he says, l'cher, we could have answered that the chlitch of this Mishnah, Misha Sakav Imanoshim, is not the pshat that even if he has his wife with him, rather even if her husband is Be'ir, the heter of Baal Be'ir would not apply over here by someone who's a Sakav Imanoshim. And l'cher, it's pashat that the Rishayim did not want to say like this, because the heter of Baal Be'ir is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Mishnah feeling like Rashi, the Mishnah says that it's only Osir for one ish to Misachinim, Shtei Noshim, that's Mashmer with three or four is Mutter. So this next Mishnah of Kosha Sakav Imanoshim tells us a chiddush that here, even with three or four, would be Osir. Or if you learn like the Shita of Tosfos, the Mishnah already spoke about a case of Ishta Imay, that's Mutter. So here this Mishnah of Kol She'asak of Imanoshim would be telling us that heter of Ishta Imay would not apply by someone who's Asak of Imanoshim. However, to learn like the Radal is saying, that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is to tell us that the heter of Baal Be'ir does not apply over here. We never saw in any Mishnah the heter of Baal Be'ir. It's not mistaken that this Mishnah will be coming to tell us that heter does not apply. Now I'll mention one more Mahalach in Rishonim, Pshadin HaMishnah, Misha Asak of Imanoshim, the Mahalach of the Ritva and the Ramban. The Ritva is back on the Mishnah Pei Amud Beis, the Mishnah where it says, Lo Yisachir Ishim Shtei Noshim. The Ritva brings the Gemara, with Pnei Noshim Dait in Kalos, and he explains, Shemachapi Zu Al Zu. Then he asks, what's the Pshat in our Mishnah, Misha Asakav Imanoshim, Lo Yisachir Imanoshim? Lachar, even someone who's not Asakav Imanoshim is also Asir. Then he continues and he says, maybe Shtei Noshim is Bedafka, but three or four would be Mutter. And he quotes Rashi over here in Arsiga. Rashi learns, that's the Pshat in Misha Asakav Imanoshim. For him, it's also even three or four, that would be mutter by a regular person. And he says it can't be, because since the reason of the Gemara is Pemesha Noshin Dait and Kalis, that means Mechabi Zulzu, that svar applies both by two women and by three or four as well. Therefore, he says the reason why the Mishnah says two Noshim is not because it's Bedafka two. Since the Mishnah said that Isha Achas can be Misyachir with two Anoshim, so the Mishnah says the other way around, that two Noshim are also to be Misyachir with one Ish. And he continues, he says, the Pshat in the Seifa of the Mishnah, Misha Sakavim Hanoshim, the Pshat is that even if there are two Anoshim, which Bederech Klal would be Mutter if they're Ksherim, only if they're Prutzim, then they're Osir, but Misha Asakav and Anoshim, they have the same din as Prutzim, therefore even two Anoshim are Osir with one Isha. So again, this is another Mahalach, the Pshat in our Mishnah, Misha Asakav and Anoshim, the Pshat is, even if they're two Ksherim, but since they're Asakav and Anoshim, they have a din of Prutzim. Akapam, to summarize, we have four Mahalachim and Rishonim how to understand our Mishnah, Misha Asakav and Anoshim. Rashi's Pshat, that Bederech Klal, it's Osir for one Ish to be Misach with two Noshim, but with three or four would be Mutter. Misha Asakav Imanoshim is also even with three or four. We have Tosfos' Pshat, the Tosfos holds it's always also even with three or four. The Chiddush of Misha Asakav Imanoshim is, even if it's Ishtay Imoy, Bederech Klal that's a heter, but Misha Asakav Imanoshim that's not a heter. So that Gois Verdali says, similar to Tosfos, he said, you could have said the cases where it's Baal Be'ir of the woman, and there it would have been Mutter, but Misha Asakav Imanoshim now it's also. The third Mahalach, we have the Shita of the Rabbeinu Chanana, which the Rosh brings, and he says, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, even though you would have thought that Misha Asakav Imanoshim, he's turning his melach and there's no chash that will be balik de aveira, or because the would have thought maybe the tzarech parnasasi will be matter, kamash on the Mishnah, even in this case, it's aser. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayis learns al derech the Rabbeinu Chananel, he says, Masha omer kol shu menosei bin anoshim le yisachim anoshim, roi tzalim masha enei mutter ze bishvil parnasasi bishum ponim. And the Rambam Yad Chazaka as well, in Allah Chachaf, he says, afilu ish she iska yu melachta im anoshim, aser le yisachim anoshim, and he continues, keitzad yasa yisasek imoyim ve ishto imoy. What should he do? What's an eitzah for him? He should do his work together with his wife. Oh, yiftin l'mlach acher, so he should find himself a new job. So the Rambam clearly is learning a derech Rabbeinu Chananel, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even in this case, there's still an iser yichud, not that we're coming to say that this case is more chomer. Now you also see derech aga from the Rambam that he held not like the teretz of Tosfos. Tosfos the Misha Asakav Imanoshim does not have a heter of ishta imoy. The Rambam is before that you do have that heter. And the Chayim Rashi as well, Rashi said that the pshat of Misha Asakav Imanoshim is the chiddush is that even three or four is mutter, he doesn't have to come onto the teretz of Tosfos, the ishta imoy is not a heter. So the halacha Rashi would hold like derech l'ramam that there is a heter of ishta imoy, even by this person who's asak of imanoshim. And the fourth mahalach we said was that of the Ramban and the Ritva, The din of our Mishnah, Mishnah Sakav Manoshim, and the Mishnah is coming to tell us that even if there are two Anoshim who are Kshirim, but they would have been mutter to be Misachir with one Isha, but since they're Sakav Manoshim, they have a din of Prutzim, and they're also be Yichud. So these are the four Mahalchim. Now I'll go back to the Machoikis Rishonim, what is the din of Derech Klal, not by Mishnah Sakav Manoshim, a regular Ish, is it mutter for him to be Misachir with three or four women? So as we saw, the Shita of Rashi is that it's mutter to be Misachir with more than two, the Mishnah is Bedafka two, anything more than that would be mutter, except if he's a Sakav Manoshim. Rav Yishanim hold not like that. Tosfos, the Ramban, the Ritva, they all hold that it's usur for Isha Echad to be Misachet even with three or four Noshim, and this is a Shita of the Rambam as well. Now we saw that the Ritva asked the Kasha and Rashi, if the Gemara explains the reason why it's usur for one Ish to be Misachet with two Noshim, is because Noshim are Dait and Kalis, and the Ritva explains that means that they're Mechapa Yizualzu, that sort would apply even by three or four, they're also they'll be Mechapa on each other. And the Chayr we could explain that the Machaik is Rashi and Ritva work Lashitasam, because Rashi explained the Svar of Noshim, Dait and Kalis, not simply that they'll cover up for each other, and that both of them will be in the spot, and they'll both be over the Avera, that's why they won't tell on each other. If so, we can understand that there is a chilek between two Noshim and three or four Noshim, and the truth is from the Rosh also is smuchah like this, when he brings the sheet of Rashi, the Dafka 2 and not 3 or 4, he explains because with Noshim Harbei, he efshu like Livol Kulom, it's not mistaken that he's going to be boil all of them, because this is the sheet of Rashi that Noshim Dekin Kalas, that all of them will be in the spot, therefore it makes sense that Rashi holds that if it's 3 or 4 ready, then it's not Mustabah, they'll be Mefata and boil all of them. The Ritva, however, understood that Noshim Dait and Kalas means that they'll cover up for each other, not necessarily that they'll all be over the Avera. If so, the Ritva held that there's no chilek between two or three or four, no matter how many there are, all of them will be Mechapa for the one that was over the Avera. Now, Lachal Maisa is Mechaikis between the Mechaber and the Ramah, the Mechaber and Ever Ezra, Simon Chav Beis, Sif Hei, passings like the Shita of Revi Shainim and the Rambam, he says, V'chein lo Yisachid Ish Yachar Afilu Im Noshim Harbei. And therefore, Sfatim who follow the plaque of the Mechaber, the din is for them, it's also for Ish Echad to be Misachet with Noshim Harbei. The Ramah, however, brings the Pshita of Rashi, he says, V'yesh Matirin Ish Echad im Noshim Harbei im Ein Asakov im Anoshim. Therefore, Mi'ikar din Ashkenazim passing like the Shita of Rashi, however, there are many Paiskim who hold that L'chadchila one should be Machmer like the Mechaber, and Moshe Nigras Moshe Evan Ezra Chilik Dalad Simon Samachay, his Mashmer L'chadchila one should follow the Mechaber, as well as Nashavit Halevi. Many Paiskim say that only B'shas Hadchak one should follow the Shita of the Ramah to be matter Ish Echad im Noshim Harbei. Now continue the Mishnah. The Mishnah then says, V'lo yilamed odom es benoi umnis hanoshim. Now the Pnei Yeshuv here points out, the Mishnah, if you don't like the Rishonim, like Rashi and Tosfos, the Mishnah asakov him hanoshim is li by gaspahem, therefore his dina yichid are more chomer. According to Rashi, he cannot be miyachid with three or four women. According to Tosfos, he doesn't have the heter of ishto imoy. Rak upon him, he's more gaspahem, and therefore the Mishnah is continuing and says, that lechatchila one should not be milamed es benoi umnis hanoshim. We understand the hemshech of the Mishnah, Mishnah is telling us what type of umnis is worthwhile for a person to teach his son. However, if you know the sheet of the Rambam or Rabbeinu Chananel, the Mishnah never said anything detrimental about someone who's a sokov in Manoshim. If so, what's the hemshech of the Mishnah? Why does Mishnah then discuss what type of umnis a person should teach his son? Now the Mishnah then continues, Remeir Omer, Lo ilo milamer adam es benoi umnis nekiyo vikalo, yispal al misha oishir venachosim shaloi. Now further on the Mishnah brings, Reb Neroi Omer, Meniachani kol umnis shaba ilom veini milamer es benoi elo toiro. And the Rebbe goes on to expound upon the milus of teaching one's son Torah Dafka, the milah it has over other umnis. Now, Pashas, so when Rebbe was coming to argue on Remeir, Remeir said a person should teach his son umnis Nekiyah V'Kalo, and Remeir said that a person should teach his son only Torah. However, the Pnei Yeshuv asks a number of kashas. Firstly, he asks from the Gemara in the first parak, Daf Chav Tesom Rav, the Brais over there says, Av Chai B'Bnoi L'Moiloi L'Fdoisei L'Lamdei Torah L'Asiya Isho U'L'Lamdei Umnis. And Pnei Yeshuv says it would seem that Rebbe Neroi has to argue on that braisa. He holds that a person does not have to teach an umnis to his son. Secondly, the Pnei Yeshuv asks from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, "Kol Torah she'eini ma'melacha v'derech eretz seifer b'teilo l'cheretz not mistaber." That Rebbe Neroi argues on that. And furthermore, there's another kasha which the Brisk Rav asks. This is in the Chedushei Riz Halevi al Torah and Parshas Chayisara. He asks from the Gemara in Irvin Daf Yod Gimel, which is Mavur, that Rebbe Neroi and Rebbe Meir are actually the same person. If so, how could it be that in the beginning of the Mishnah, Rebbe Meir says, "La'olam yilamer adam es benoi umnis nekiyo v'kalo," and behemshach Rebbe Neroi says, "Meniach ani kol umnis shebo'ilam ve'ini milamer es benoi elo toira." And the Biskrav and the Pnei Yeshuv both explain similarly. The Biskrav quotes the Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Hei. The Gemara over there brings the machlokes between Rebbe Shmuel and Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai. Rebbe Shmuel explains on the pasuk "Va'asafta deganecho." He says, "Matam oloimar." What is the pasuk coming to tell us? L'fisha nemar lo yomer sefer atoyer zemi picho. Since the pasuk says, "Lo yomer sefer atoyer zemi picho ve'igisa ba'yomim ve'laylo yochal dvarim kechsavan," you would think the pasuk is kipshutai. A person has to be Isaac only in Torah Yom V'Laila. Time alone, that's what the pasuk says, "Vasafta deganecho, hanik behem minag derech eretz." A person should not only be Isaac in Torah, he should also be noig minag derech eretz. That's the Shita Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Yochai argues, he says, Efshar Adam Chayrish B'Shas Charisha, Zerei B'Shas Zriya, a person could always be busy in his field, there's always work to do in the field, Tayr Mata Heyaleo, El B'Zman Shri Yisrael Oysim R'Tenel Shemokim, Melachta Nasitz Aidei Achim, Shnemar V'Omdu Zorim, V'Ro Tainachem. So Shimon Yechai is saying that if Klaisol are Oisim Ritzenol Shemokim, they don't have to worry about doing Hishtadlos, other people will do their work for them. Now the Gemara then continues, that the Gemara says, Omar Abaya, Harbi also Kirib Bishmael, V'Also Biyodon, Kirib Shimon Yechai, V'Lei Also Biyodon. Many people did like Rabbi Shmuel, that they were Noig Minag Darachers together with Limud HaTorah, and they were Matzliach, and many did like Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechai, that they were only Oisik B'Torah, V'Lei Also Biyodon, they were not successful. And Biskrov says, Mashmois of the Maskonis HaGemar is like a bayo, that the Ikra Halacha is like a Bishmol, not like a Bishmol Ben Yochai, that a person should be Noig Minig Derech Eretz. However, the Biskrov brings the Rambam and Perek Yud Gimel, Mehilcha Shmita V'yoy V'Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam says like this, V'loi Shevet Levi Milvad, not only Shevet Levi, they didn't work the land, and they lived off the support of the Trumas and Maisis, which they received from the rest of Klai Yisrael. And the Rambam says, not only Shevet Levi, Ela Kol Ish V'ish Mikol Boi Oilom, anyone else as well, Asher Nodva Rucha Yosai. And Ram Hamshach continues, he throws off the yoke of all his shtadlis, which normal people usually run after. Anyone who wants could take this route of the Kohanim and the Levim. They could pardon themselves from all types of hashtadlus. They could be Isaac only in Avodas Hashem, and they could be Seimach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem will take care of their needs. And the Biskrov quotes B'Shem the Gra, that the Makar of this Ramam is from the Midah of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai v'Chavirov. That was Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, that a person does not have to be Isaac in Parnasa, he could be Isaac only in Torah, and in Melachta Nasa like Deyachirim, so even though Be'ikah we'd pass not like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, like Abaya says, we hold like Rabbi Shmuel the Hanigbam Menig Derecherz, still the Biskrov explains, it does not mean to say that there's no option of doing like the Midah of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Ram understands that Be'ikah we pass like a Bishmol, never for the Hamoin Am, as a general rule, a person should be Noig Minig Derech Eretz, like the Shita of a Bishmol. However, if a person feels as the Rambam describes, he wants to be Perik Me'al Tzavari El Cheshboni Sarabim, he wants to devote his life totally to Limud HaTorah, a person can't take that route, and it can be Semach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. And based on this, the Biskrov answers, this is the Pshat in the Sita between Rav Meir and Rav Nehroi, that Rav Meir really passkins like the Shita of a Bishmol, that a person should teach his son in Umnis, because Be'ikah the Halacha is like a Bishmol, that a person should be Noig Minog Derech Eretz. However, Behemshach Rav Nehroi says that even though Be'ikah we paskin that a person should be Noig Minog Derech Eretz, there is still an option of doing like the Midah of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. And Rav Nehroi says, this is how I myself am Noig, Eini Melamed Bini Al HaTorah. And the Biskrov is Medayik that the Lashon Eini Melamed Bini is Mashma, he wasn't paskining like this for the Hamoy Noam as a general rule. He was saying, this is the Mahach that I take, because this is also an option to do like the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. And with this, the Biskrov explains the end of the Mishnah as well. The end of the Mishnah says, "Hatayr ina kein el misham rosim mikol rab bin arusay bnei senes leiachus v'tikra b'ziknusay bin arusay ma'oimer v'kayv Hashem yachlifu koyach b'ziknusay ma'oimer oyu nuvim b'seiva v'chinu oimer b'avram avinu v'avram zokin v'Hashem b'irchas avram b'koyel." And then the Mishnah finishes off, "Masinu she'asa avram avinu was called to erkula ashloi nitna shenemer ichkev asher shama avram b'koyel v'yishma mishmerti mitzvoisay chukoisay v'seiroisay." And Biskrov asks, what is the Mishnah trying to stress over here in these last few lines that Avraham Avinu was Oisik B'Torah even though the Torah was not yet given? And he explains, that first the Mishnah tells us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham whatever he needs, and he was Mevarachim even B'Ziknusay, more than Na'arusay. Hashem took care of Avraham's needs even without Avraham doing any Ishtadlus. And the Mishnah was bothered that Bishlama after Matan Torah is the Tziva LaYomer Sefer HaTorah Zemipicha V'Yigisa B'Yomim V'Layla, and if a person is Mekayim that Pasuk, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of whatever the person needs. However, before Matan Torah, where there was no tzivoy, how is Avram Zeicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of him even without Avram doing any Yishtadlus? That the Mishnah answers that Avram was Mekayim Kol Torah Kul even before it was given. He knew all of the Pratim of Torah, the Dini Dereis, the Dini Derabonon, and he was Oisik in that Yomim V'Layla, and through that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maftiachim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of all of his needs. This is how the Biskrov learns the words of Reb Noroi, and we can take a look as well in Reb Chanan, in the Kibbutz Shurim, Chelik Beis, Simen Mem Zayin. He says the same Yisoy, this is how he learns the Pshat as well. Now, just being Messiah the Masechta with the words of the Maral in the Chedusha Agadois, he's bothered that the last Gemara over here, the Gemara brings a Baisa which says the words of Reb Naroi, Aniach ani kolom neshe ba'ilom, v'chulu, and Chad, these are the exact same words as the Mishnah. What is the point of bringing this Baisa which is not Maisif anything on the Mishnah? So, firstly, the Maral says we wanted to finish off with a Dover Taiv. Since the previous Gemara brought the words of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, He said, "Anish nevesi l'shemesh eskini eni dinche esparnas shloi b'tzar el shei roisi es meisai v'kipachti esparnas osi shenem ravoni seichem hitu." Hashem also spoke about how chet ruins a person's parnasa. Well, this mentioned derech agav the pnei Yeshua has two pshatim over here. Either this is referring to the chet of Adam Arishain. Before that chet, a person didn't have to be oisik for his parnasa, as the one Sanhedrin says that the melachim asheres were tzaylun lei basar. It roasted me for Adam Arishain only after his chet was the klala of zeh sepecha toichal lechem. The second pshat of pnei Yeshua says it's not referring to the chet of Adam Arishain, rather it's referring to the chet of each and every person. That's the cause of a person having difficulty with parnasa. Rakapam Maral says, since the last thing we brought was the words of Rishon ben Elazar, something which is negative, if we want to finish off with the Dover Toiv, so we brought the words of Nera, you spoke about all of the Milas of Torah. However, the Maral says even further, we could be Moisif. He says, after Rishon ben Elazar spoke about Chet, how it's Mekalkal the Parnos of a person, and it's maybe Klo Lailam, therefore connected that we brought the words of Nera, if Nera Darshan Beis Yaldusay Ma'awamir V'Kaiva Hashem Yachlifu Koyach, and the Maral explains the same way the Torah brings back Koyach which a person lost, it's machlev kayach, it gives him strength once again. So to the Torah is machlev kayach, it brings back that which we lost through the Averis, the klal which came down to the world. The Torah brings back the bracha once again. Hadron Allah Chasor Yuchsin.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.